I'm going to have you turn this morning to two portions of Scripture. First, I would like for you to turn in the book of 1 Corinthians to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Put a marker there in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And then turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, and leave it open in Galatians on your lap. I want to speak with you a message entitled, Don't Be Deceived.
Quiero hablarte de un mensaje hoy que no seas distraído.
Don't be deceived.
No seas engañado.
Galatians chapter 6,
aquí en Galatas, capítulo 6,
verses 7 through 8,
del 6 al 7,
reads this way.
Dice así.
It says, Be not deceived.
Dice así, el que recibe instrucción en la palabra de Dios.
I think this is Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7.
No se engañen.
God is not mocked.
Que Dios nadie se burle.
For whatever a man sows, that shall he reap.
Cada uno cosecha lo que siembra.
For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
El que siembra para agradar a su naturaleza pecaminosa es de misma naturaleza cosechará destrucción.
But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
El que siembra para agradar al Espíritu, del Espíritu cosechará vida eterna.
Verse 7, the first part again says, Be not deceived.
El versículo 7 nuevamente empieza diciendo que no se engañen.
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Ahora en el libro de Corintios, 1 Corintios, capítulo 6.
And let's read verses 9 through 10.
Vamos a leer en el versículo 9 y 10.
It says, Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
Y dice así, ¿no saben que los malvados no heredarán el reino de Dios?
Do not be deceived.
No se dejen engañar.
Neither the sexually immoral.
Ni los fornicarios.
Nor idolaters.
Ni los idólatras.
Nor adulterers.
Ni los adulteros.
Nor male prostitutes.
Ni los sodomitas.
Nor homosexuals.
Ni los pervertidos sexuales.
Nor thieves.
Ni los ladrones.
Nor covetous.
Ni los avaros.
Nor drunkards.
Ni los borrachos.
Nor revilers.
Ni los calumniadores.
Nor extortioners.
Ni los estafadores.
Will inherit the kingdom of God.
Heredarán el reino de Dios.
Verse 9. In the middle it says, do not be deceived.
En el versículo 9, ahí en medio dice que no se dejen engañar.
Don't be deceived, the scripture says.
No te dejes engañar, dice la escritura.
Let's pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would help me to speak your word with clarity in a way that it makes sense within our minds as well as in our hearts. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to say it in a way that, Lord, it's easy to be received. I pray that you'd remove from our minds and our hearts distractions, lest we not hear what you have to say. Use your word to speak to us, we pray, and we thank you for it all in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen and amen. Don't be deceived.
No se dejen engañar.
In the book of Matthew 24,
en el libro de Mateo, capítulo 24,
as well as Mark 13,
y como en Marcos, capítulo 13,
and even Luke 21.
Y en Lucas, en el 21.
Jesus described the latter days.
Jesús describe los últimos días.
And in the beginning of every discourse,
y en el principio de cada de esas cosas,
that is recorded in every one of those chapters I just mentioned,
que están en esas escrituras que acabamos de mencionar,
Jesus says, don't be deceived.
Jesús dice que no seas engañado.
Deception is all around us.
La decepción está en todo lado de nosotros.
And deception can come in many different ways and many forms.
Puede venir en muchas maneras, en muchas formas.
Just yesterday we heard of someone that was scammed.
Apenas ayer oímos de alguien que fue engañado.
This person was told to do something over the phone.
Esta persona fue, le dijeron que hiciera algo por medio del teléfono.
And this person was scammed of almost $400.
Y esta persona le robaron casi $400.
Because someone was impersonating a valid company.
Porque alguien estaba impresionando a una compañía muy famosa.
And so they thought they were talking to the right people. But they were talking to someone that was fake. She thought she was purchasing something.
Ella estaba pensando que ella estaba comprando algo.
And yet they were stealing money from this person.
Pero al contrario, le estaban robando dinero.
That's how deception works.
Así es como funciona la decepción.
They impersonate what is true.
Ellos engañan, y cubren lo que es verdad.
And what's important is that we must know the truth, so much so.
Y lo que es importante es que nosotros tenemos que tener, saber la verdad.
So that when that is not true comes your way,
la verdadera verdad, cuando nosotros, alguien nos diga la mentira, nosotros tenemos que saber.
You can discern the truth from what is pretending to be the truth.
Y saber la diferencia entre la verdad y la mentira.
The way that the teller in the bank,
así como las mujeres o las personas en los bancos,
those ones that give you the money through the window,
esos que te dan el dinero,
the way that they discern that the money that you give to them, that it's not counterfeit,
que no es, de mentira o falso.
They discern it because they've handled the true cash.
Ellos saben porque ellos han estudiado eso.
They know the true cash so well.
Ellos han estudiado qué es el dinero verdadero.
That when this fake one comes through the window,
cuando el dinero falso llega a sus manos,
they discern it.
Ellos lo conocen.
It's fake.
Es falso.
And if they have to, they put one of those little wand things and put a mark through it to make sure it's really real. You have to know the truth.
Tú tienes que saber la verdad.
Have handled it.
De cómo, cómo,
that you hold it.
De que tú lo agarras.
You touch it.
Lo tocas.
You even smell it.
Hasta lo hueles.
You're around it all the time.
Tú estás acerca de eso todo el día.
So that when that is that which is fake comes into your presence,
para cuando llegue lo que es mentira a ti,
you discern it immediately.
Tú lo conoces muy rápido.
When you're in the truth, you won't be deceived.
Cuando tú estás en la verdad, tú no vas a ser engañado.
Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice."
Jesús dijo que sus borregas saben su voz.
That when a stranger comes, they won't go near the stranger.
Cuando un extraño viene, ellos no van a ir con el extraño.
Because they know the voice, the sound of the shepherd.
Porque ellos conocen la voz del pastor.
They know who he is.
Ellos saben quién es.
They know his sound.
Saben su sonido.
To be honest with you, they even know his smell.
Para ser honestamente, ellos hasta saben el olor.
Those sheep aren't that dumb.
Esos borregas no son muy, muy tontas.
But they know who the shepherd is because they're around the shepherd. So that when that stranger comes in, they're afraid of that person. Who's that? They can hurt me. You can't read a sheep's mind, but that's what they're thinking. Why does he stink like that? But when you're around the truth, you can discern that which is false.
Pero cuando tú estás alrededor de la verdad todo el tiempo, tú te das cuenta que es la mentira.
We're living in a generation.
Estamos viviendo en una generación.
And in a time.
Y en un tiempo.
That where the scriptures I just read,
que esas escrituras que acabamos de leer,
can get me in trouble.
Me pueden causar problemas.
Nowadays, that which is evil is portrayed as good.
Ahora en estos días eso que es malo lo mira la gente como lo bueno.
And that which is good is portrayed as evil.
Y eso que es bueno lo mira la gente como que es malo.
How dare you read a scripture about homosexuality in church?
¿Cómo se atreve usted a leer y decir cosas de la sexualidad?
They don't put that on these big time preacher shows. Eso. Have you ever noticed that?
Ellos no ponen eso en esos comerciales o eventos de televisión muy.
Deception is on the rise.
La decepción está aquí enfrente de nosotros.
In the same way, we need to be careful about all kinds of deception that can come into our lives.
Y a la misma vez tenemos que estar pendientes de todas esas decepciones que vienen a nuestras vidas.
We must be careful that we're not deceived in who God is.
Tenemos que tener conscientes y listos para que nadie nos engañe.
We even have people in politics today. One gentleman is running for the presidential office. He's a self-proclaimed homosexual. And he says that it's God that made him that way. If you question his homosexuality, you're questioning God. Now, I don't mean to be talking about politics. This isn't even on the set of notes. But we need to discern the day that we're living in. Jesus said, don't be deceived. But now the Apostle Paul in Galatians and in 1 Corinthians. He begins to say, on the other hand, don't be deceived. In Galatians, he describes, don't be deceived. And he recounts a spiritual law. A law is something that can't change.
Una ley es algo que no puede cambiar.
For instance, the law of gravity.
Por ejemplo, la ley de gravedad.
The law of gravity is consistent.
La ley de gravedad es consistente.
If I was to tell JJ, come up here to the front,
si yo le dijera a JJ que viniera aquí en frente,
and I was to throw him off of the stage, and he's flying in the air, he's going to come down.
Se va volando, pero luego cae.
Because the law of gravity is, it works.
Porque la ley de la gravedad así trabaja.
Right, JJ? I won't throw him like this and him just stay floating around the air and, you know, it just doesn't work that way.
No, es que lo voy a tirar y se quede flotando. No trabaja así.
It's a law of nature.
Es la ley de la naturaleza.
Paul begins to recount another spiritual law.
Paul también empieza a hablar de otra ley espiritual.
And in speaking to those in Galatia,
y hablando a esos en Galatas,
he begins to tell them, don't be deceived.
Y es a decirles que no sean engañados.
And he says, God is not mocked.
Y dice que Dios no es engañado.
In other words, he's saying, what God has said is going to be. And so if God said this is going to happen, it's going to happen. So he says, whatever a man sows, that will he reap. It's the law of sowing and reaping.
Es la ley de sembrar y crecer.
We went to Tractor Supply Company the other day. And my son, who loves onions, said, I'm going to buy these little onion bulbs and I want to plant them in the garden. Me and him were out there planting them in the ground. Water them. Especially the ones that the dog hasn't dug up yet. And now, guess what's coming out of the ground? Onions. What you sow, you reap. Paul begins to use this law to talk about our spiritual lives.
Pablo empezó a hablar de esto, hablando de nuestras vidas.
He says in verse 8, for the one who sows to his flesh.
Dice ahí en el versículo 8 que aquel que sembró de su carne.
It says that will from the flesh reap corruption.
Que de la carne va a nacer corrupción.
But the one who sows to the Spirit.
Pero aquel que siembra del Espíritu.
Will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
Del Espíritu va a dar vida eterna.
The moment that me and you or any of us as God's children,
en el momento que cada uno de nosotros somos hijos de Dios,
we're either sowing to the flesh or the Spirit.
Estamos sembrando a la carne o al Espíritu.
You're not sowing to something else. In your spiritual life, you're either sowing to the Spirit or to the flesh.
No estamos sembrando ni una otra cosa, ya sea que estamos sembrando para la carne o para el espíritu.
It's either one or the other.
Es sea una o la otra.
And this law states that if you sow to the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. Corruption is something that begins to corrode something that is whole. That means if we sow to our flesh,
eso quiere decir que si sembramos para nuestra carne,
that very corruption will destroy us.
La misma corrupción nos va a destruir.
When something is corrupt, it will destroy that thing, if it be vegetation.
Cuando algo está corrupto, va a destruir la vegetación.
Eventually, that thing is destroyed.
Eventualmente va a destruir todo.
The other day, we bought some bread.
El otro día compramos un pan.
And it was a few weeks ago. We left it in the cupboard.
Lo dejamos en la bolsa.
Space it out.
Se nos olvidó.
Good bread.
Pan bueno.
We forgot all about it.
Se nos olvidó.
So one day I was going into the pantry. I said, "What's that black gray stuff there?" And so I got it and it was the bread. Corruption had gotten a hold of that bread. So now it's not useful.
It's
fit to be thrown away. That's what corruption does. It destroys. We as children of God have what is called the flesh and the spirit.
Nosotros como los hijos de Dios tenemos lo que es el
the carne,
la carne y el espíritu.
It's also described as a fallen nature.
También nos describe como algo caído, naturaleza caída.
A sin nature.
Naturaleza de pecado.
The flesh.
La carne.
The spirit.
El espíritu.
Can be called the new man.
Puede ser llamado el hombre nuevo.
The flesh, the old man.
La carne, el hombre viejo.
But what Paul is saying, if you sow to the flesh,
pero lo que Pablo dice, que si tú siembras a la carne,
you will reap destruction.
Vas a crecer destrucción.
We don't got the time to go through all the fruit of the flesh.
No tenemos tiempo de ir a todo, acerca de todas las frutas de la carne.
You can read Galatians chapter 5 a little later.
Galatas capítulo 5.
But the law is still the same.
Pero la ley es la misma.
If you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption.
Si tú siembras para la carne, vas a agarrar corrupción.
On the other hand, if you will sow to the spirit,
en otra mano, si tú siembras al espíritu,
you will reap eternal life.
Tú vas a cosechar vida eterna.
What are we sowing into in our lives?
¿Qué estamos sembrando ahorita en nuestras vidas?
What are we allowing into our eyes?
¿Qué estamos dejando que entre por nuestros ojos?
What's coming into our ears?
¿Qué está entrando por nuestros oídos?
Where do we go? Where do our feet lead us?
¿A dónde estamos yendo? ¿Dónde nos llevan nuestros pies?
What are our hands handling?
¿Qué está haciendo nuestras manos?
We must do what we do in the Spirit.
Tenemos que hacer todo lo que hacemos en el espíritu.
That war between the flesh and the spirit is very real in all of us.
Esa guerra entre el espíritu y la carne es muy real entre todos nosotros.
And you and I make the choice as to where we will sow.
Y tú y yo hacemos la decisión en lo que vamos a sembrar.
The flesh doesn't say, "I control you, you follow me."
La carne no dice, "Yo te voy a controlar, tú me sigues a mí."
And the spirit doesn't say, "No, I have you, you follow you, I control you and you follow me." The ball is in your court.
El control está en medio.
And we choose who we will obey.
Nosotros decidimos a quién le vamos a hacer caso.
And so Paul says destruction is the result of the flesh.
Pablo dice nuevamente que destrucción es la cosecha de la carne.
But eternal life is the result of walking in the Spirit.
Pero la vida eterna es el.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he was describing another area of not being deceived. Paul was talking to the Corinthians. The city of Corinth was known for its sin.
la ciudad de Corintios era muy conocida por sus pecados.
It was known for its free lifestyle.
Era muy conocida por su vida libre.
And so it began to be taught there in Corinth.
So él empezó a enseñar ahí en Corintios.
That because we have been saved by grace,
porque hemos sido, salvos por gracia,
we can live in our flesh,
podemos vivir en nuestra, carne,
and yet be saved by grace.
Todavía sí, ser salvos.
Now, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying here.
No quiero que confundas lo que estoy diciendo aquí.
You are saved by grace.
Tú eres salvo por gracia.
You're not saved by your works.
No eres salvo por tus trabajos.
But because you are saved,
pero porque tú eres salvo,
that salvation and that grace at work in your heart,
esa salvación y esa gracia que está en tu corazón,
will be reflected in your life.
Va a ser reflectada por tu vida.
We're not talking about the babe in Christ.
No estamos hablando acerca de
the infant, the baby in Christ,
el pequeño en Cristo,
who's learning how to walk in the Lord.
Ese pequeño que está empezando a caminar y a crecer en Cristo.
We're talking about false teaching.
Pero estamos hablando acerca de un mensaje falso.
That says you can live like the devil and still get to heaven.
Que dice que tú puedes vivir como el diablo y todavía puedes ir al cielo.
When you love God,
cuando tú amas a Dios,
you love him with all of your heart,
tú lo amas con todo tu corazón,
you will do what he desires.
Y él hace, tú haces lo que él desea.
Living for God is a selfless life.
Viviendo por Dios es una vida muy buena.
And so he's talking to the Corinthians.
So él está hablando con los Corintios.
And he says, don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God?
Y dice que, les dice, ¿no sabes que los malvados no heredarán el reino de Dios?
So he says, don't be deceived.
So les dice que no sean engañados.
And then he lists all these awful things.
Y él empieza a hacer una lista de todas esas cosas malas.
There's neither the sexually immoral,
porque dice que ni los fornicarios,
the idolaters,
ni los idólatras,
adulterers,
los adulteros,
male prostitutes,
los sodomitas,
homosexuals,
ni los pervertidos sexuales,
thieves,
ni los ladrones,
those that are covetous,
o los avarados,
drunkards,
los borrachos,
revilers,
los calumniadores,
extortioners,
ni los estafadores,
will inherit the kingdom of God.
Heredarán el reino de Dios.
He says they will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Dice que ellos no heredarán el reino de Dios.
He says, don't be deceived.
No seas engañado, dice.
He's saying those that are telling you that they can,
esos que te están diciendo que puedes,
they're telling you something that is deception.
Te están diciendo algo que es decepción.
But look what he says there in verse 11.
Pero mira lo que dice en el versículo 11.
He says, such were some of you.
Dice, y esos eran algunos de ustedes.
He says, some of you were just like that.
Dice, unos de ustedes eran así.
But now you're different.
Pero ahora sí eres diferente.
He says, you are washed.
Dice aquí, has sido salvo.
You're sanctified.
Has sido santificado.
And you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God.
Y has sido justificado en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
He's saying that there will be evidence of your salvation experience.
Él dice que va a ser evidencias de tu salvación.
The book of James says it another way.
En el libro de
Santiago. Santiago. He says, faith without works is dead.
Dice que la fe sin trabajo está muerta.
When we have a true faith in the living God,
cuando tenemos una verdadera fe en el verdadero Dios,
and we are living for Him,
y estamos viviendo por Él,
there will be a reflection in the life.
Habrá una reflexión en nuestra vida.
Sometimes it isn't instantaneous.
A veces no es instantáneamente.
Yet on the other hand, He will change us,
pero en otra mano, Él nos va a cambiar,
into His likeness.
En el justo de Él.
And so in essence, deception is all around.
Decepción está a todo lado de nosotros.
Think about it.
Piénsalo.
Paul is writing this.
Pablo está escribiendo y hablando de esto.
This is happening in the first generation of Christians.
Esto está pasando en la primera generación de cristianos.
And yet the scripture speaks of our day.
Y aún así la escritura está hablando de nuestros tiempos.
Where there is even more deception than there ever was then.
Cuando hay más decepción de lo que nunca había visto.
How are we to discern between that which is true and that which is false.
¿Cómo nosotros vamos a ver eso para ser verdadero y es mentira?
It's very similar to what we've already said.
Es muy similar a lo que hemos dicho.
We need to be a people of the book.
Necesitamos ser personas de trabajo.
We need to spend time in God's presence.
Necesitamos pasar nuestro tiempo en la presencia de Dios.
As God's children, we must spend time with our Heavenly Father.
Como hijos de Dios, tenemos que pasar tiempo.
And the more that we know God,
y lo más que conocemos a Dios,
the more our relationship with Him grows,
y lo que más crece nuestra relación con Él,
the more discerning we will become.
Lo más listos que vamos a estar nosotros.
When we are in relationship with God,
cuando estamos en una relación con Dios,
we desire to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh.
Nosotros tenemos ese deseo de caminar en el Espíritu y no en la carne.
In the same way, we don't desire to do those things that are on that list of those that won't inherit the kingdom of God.
Pero a la misma vez, no tenemos ese deseo de caminar con la lista esa de los que no van a heredar el reino de Dios.
It really boils down to that simple expression, it's about a relationship.
Todo esto viene a una sola cosa, que tenemos que tener esa relación con Dios.
Paul, towards the close of his ministry,
Pablo, al último de su ministerio,
he says, I count everything else but loss.
Él dijo que él contaría todo, pero menos la pérdida.
I count it all loss compared to knowing him.
Él dijo que perdía todo, por menos conocerlo a él.
I want to know him more now than ever, he's saying.
Él decía que quiere conocerlo más ahora que nunca.
Paul was intimate with God.
Pablo tenía esa intimidad con Dios.
And he encouraged those that he taught.
Y él apoyaba a esas personas que él hablaba.
Be intimate with God.
Sé íntimo con Dios.
He encouraged them.
Les ayudaba, los apoyaba.
Know who God is.
Que conocieran a Dios.
Fall in love with Him.
Que se enamoraran de Dios.
Spend time with Him.
Que pasaran tiempo.
He loves you.
Él los ama.
He desires you.
Él te desea.
He wants to hear your voice.
Él quiere oír tu voz.
And He wants to talk to you.
Y él quiere hablar contigo.
And the more we know God that way,
y lo más que conocemos a Dios en esa manera,
the byproduct will be a life of the Spirit.
Producto va a ser el espíritu de nuestra vida.
The byproduct will be a life of separation from the world.
El producto va a ser esa vida de separación del mundo.
And so in these latter days,
en estos últimos días,
where we can turn on the television and watch sermons and preachers,
donde podemos prender la televisión y mirar predicaciones y predicadores.
We can listen to them on the radio.
Podemos oírlos en el radio.
We can listen to them, watch them on the internet.
Podemos verlos en internet.
Make sure that you're not being deceived.
Asegúrate que no seas engañado.
Now, I'm not saying you have to only listen to Pastor James.
No estoy diciendo que nomás le tienes que hacer caso al pastor.
There's people that will speak a lot better than I can.
Hay mucha gente que habla mucho mejor que lo que yo puedo.
But on the other hand, what I'm saying is, know your God. So that when that voice is speaking, you can discern if it's true or false. So as to not be deceived. Amen? Let's stand.